We'll start it off on the western side of things from Colby, Rusty Groffel.
Good morning. Real quick, I'll try to run through this short and sweet as possible. We have five returning players from last year's team: Terry Starks, Jeremiah Ingram, Brandon Williams, Jamal Jones, DeLon Oregon. Top players were kind of, as far as maturity-wise, we're kind of split with freshmen and sophomores, so it's a better year for us maturity-wise. Terry Starks, Jeremiah Ingram, Brandon Williams, more of the sophomores, Gage Dice, and then Cameron Lee. The conference race is always one of the better conferences in the nation. It'll probably come down, I'm guessing, to the last couple games like it has in the past. Some of overall prospects this season as a team. Like I said, we had a depth. We wanted to try to do that as a staff. We only had two sophomores the previous year, 16 incoming freshmen, so now we're about 8-10. So we were able to take three transfers along with the five guys returning, so we feel like we're going to be more mature. Strengths on the team is going to be our depth and our maturity. And then what will make or break this team, probably the mental preparation for us, like it always is for most games. List two or three of the top players. Terry Starks, our returning point guard, averaged 12 points, 5.6 assists. And then Jeremiah Ingram was our leading scorer from last year's team and leading rebound with 13.4 points and 6.9 rebounds. And we'll also rely on our other sophomore, Brandon Williams, who sparingly played most games, and he averaged 7.7 points and 2.9 rebounds. There's not too much else going on in Colby. Most of you guys know how far the trip is, so it's always a fun and exciting one. We didn't have any updates. I was going to try to give you guys some cool updates that we had, but the Billman's been there before my dad was there, so hasn't changed. And likewise, it's not always a fun trip for us to go everywhere else. So, any questions? Thank you.
On the eastern side, we'll go to Allen and Andy Shaw.
First off, I want to go ahead and introduce my new assistant coach, Ryan Mahoney. He's doing a great job for me, working real hard, and I really appreciate all of your help, Coach. We have five returning players off last year's team and one player from the year before, so six total. Some of our top players I will talk about here in just a minute at the end. The conference race, it'll be tough, as always, especially with adding Butler over to our side. But I'm sure it's going to be just as tough as it always seems to be. Our overall prospects, I really like our team this year. We're much more competitive in practice. We're bigger, stronger, more physical. And like I said, the guys are really pushing themselves every day. Strengths of our team, I think our athleticism. We're much more athletic this year than we were a year ago. Bigger guards, stronger guards, and get up the court and really score the ball. A weakness, I think we might struggle rebounding. We're not overly big. Like I said, we do have bigger players than last year, but we could struggle rebounding against some taller opponents. What will make or break our team this season, I think staying healthy will be key for us. We've been kind of banged up throughout the preseason and early in practice. A lot of guys going down with some minor injuries. So we're starting to get healthy, which is a positive. We've had quite a few guys go down already. Two or three of our top guys, they're all new this year. The first one, Alex Miller, he's a D2 transfer out of Oklahoma, a 6-foot guard who can really score the basketball, shoots it well. He can shoot it 5 feet behind the three-point line, but he can score in a multitude of ways. Raheem Tyner is a 6'6 forward out of Minnesota. Big and strong, can play inside out, looking for him to have a good year. And then Tyrone Jones, who some of you probably remember from 2 years ago, played first semester only, but in those first 13 games, he averaged 11 points and is a really good player. Just hoping to keep him academically eligible. Other than that, our one loss record from last year was 6-25. So looking to obviously improve on that this year. So any questions? Thanks.
In the West, Pratt, Jesse Shaw.
First off, I'd like to introduce Mark Matthew, Jeff Cherney, if you guys raise your hands. Coach Anderson went back to Quincy, picked these two guys up. They've been doing a great job for me. Really happy to have them. Our team this year, two of our top returners, Javis Flynn, started for us at the point all year. Deshaun Roberts was a wing for us all year. They both did a good job last year, gotten better, bigger, stronger. Over the summer, been playing really well, excited about them. Brought in some more size, a little bigger, more athletic this year. Merle Holden, we brought him in at semester. He's extremely talented, hasn't put it all together yet, but big time upside. Brought in a transfer from Michigan Junior College, Kevin Allen, 6'10", long, block shots, finishes, does a good job, really excited about him. Another transfer, Phoenix Bills, 6'4 shooter, handles it pretty well. Our best freshman prospect is Kion Seals out of Detroit, 6'7", 3'4 type. Can do a little bit of everything, really excited about him. I would expect us to be better this year, win more games, finish higher, but everybody in this room is expecting the same thing, I'm assuming. Looking, the teams I've seen have looked really good. I've seen Hutch and seen Butler, and they look better. I think everybody's going to be better with the out-of-staters. I think it's going to be an even more competitive year in the Jayhawk West. But I'm really excited to work with this group and see what we can do.
From Labette, Jonathan Rainey.
Got four guys back from last year's team. Once again, another new group, 11 new guys. We do actually have Anthony Alici back, all-conference forward from last year. He's gotten a lot better, looks a lot better, is finally in shape. Look for him to have a pretty big year. We also got some transfers, Stedman Allen, who transferred from Cecil, and then Damon Harrison, a pretty talented athletic guard. Obviously, I think the key word is depth. I think everybody feels like they're deeper. We do too. We expect to go out and compete, play hard every night. As far as the conference race goes, obviously bringing Butler over is gonna make it even more competitive. Right now our biggest strength is our unselfishness. We got guys that can do multiple things, and hopefully we have a little bit more balance. Weakness mainly is our defense right now. We can't seem to guard anybody. And, I've been kind of spoiled my first 2 years. We had a sophomore point guard each year. This year I've got a couple freshmen. So we're throwing that thing all over the place right now. But hopefully if those guys come through for us, we can win some games this year. So really looking forward to the year. I feel like we probably have our best team that we've had in the last 3 years. So looking forward to it. So any questions?
One of our, I guess, new but not new coaches at Garden City, Brady Trinkle.
First, it's good to be back. It's good to see everybody. Talk about us a little bit. We only have two returning players from last year's team. Had 9 freshmen last year when they hired me. I cut a lot of them loose. Felt there are some kids and we're going to buy into what we're trying to do. So kept Reuben King from Brooklyn, New York. Reuben still has a lot to learn, but I feel like he's getting better and better. He's actually dropped 15 pounds from last year. Jade Cathy from Liberal. was kind of shocked. He wanted to come back, had a great summer, had a great fall so far, been in great shape, proven to be a changed young man, and I was willing to give him a chance, and I've been real proud of him up to this point. Top players, I really don't know. I'll be totally honest with everybody. I got 15 guys. They're all working hard, and I just tell them we're going to base playing time off practice right now. Conference race this year, I mean, it's every year. It's going to come down to who can win on the road, who can stay healthy, and which kids are going to stick with it. So it's definitely going to be hard top to bottom. Our overall prospects this year, I think we have good size. We're not tall, but we have good strength. And we got 1.69 kid and a lot of 6'6", 6'5 kids. But you know, we're all 230 to 240 to 225 type kids. Our weaknesses, just being an all-new team basically, trying to find some leadership on our team and not finding it yet, but we'll get there. It's a long season. Make or break our team this year, I think we got to find an identity. We haven't figured that out yet. I wouldn't expect to figure it out by now. But, you know, if we can find it, hopefully we have a chance of being pretty good. Top two or three players, it could be any one of them. I kind of put some guys down here. Jalen Varis, he's our point guard. I'm trying to get more leadership out of him. He's a freshman from Louisiana. He's working hard, but, you know, he's got to learn to be more vocal and hopefully he can get to that point. Jade Cathy, who has learned that his teammates can feed off his energy. When Jade wants it, he sees his team get better. And then Miles Banks, 6'9 kid from New York that's only been playing basketball 18 months, but he's come a long ways. And actually, he's been interesting because we're trying to keep him off the skateboard because he's a skateboarder. So it's interesting. He's a good kid, though. Enjoy him. And I want to wish everybody luck this year. It's good seeing everybody. Is there any questions? Thank you.
From Neosho, Jeremy Combs.
I want to start by introducing my new assistant, Robert Ford. Robert has come to us from Texas A&M Commerce. His brother actually was my assistant a few years back, and so coaching's in the blood, and he's a good addition to our team. We've got three returners back from last year's team, one in which played quite a bit of minutes. The other two played some sparing minutes. Jamie Baddish played quite a bit for us. He was all conference, really shoots the ball well. Was banged up towards the end of the year. I think we lost him the last three games to a concussion. But he's back, he's healthy, and playing really well. Some of our top players, we've got a kid, Brett Franz, who was a medical redshirt. He didn't get to play last year. He got hit in the face and had to sit out the entire season. But he's back. He's from Lawrence, Kansas, really good shooter. We expect some good things from him. He's actually hurt right now, but hopefully we can get him back on the court soon. We had a kid that came in at semester, Joseph Akule, a 7-foot kid from Melbourne, Australia. We're really excited about him. I think we're going to get him graduated, so I may only have him for 1 year. So hopefully we can get some good things out of him in that one season. We got a transfer in Henry Buckley. 6'11 kid's been around a little bit, but gained 22 pounds over the summer. Has been doing a great job for us, block shots, rebounds, and it gives us a post presence. This year I went up to Indiana and recruited pretty heavily up there. I got a kid named Charles Cooper, 6'4 kid, athletic. Really like what he brings to the table for us. He gives us that athleticism. We got another kid, Jelani Pruitt, who's very athletic as well. And doing very well for us. And then probably the key for our team, we didn't have point guard play last year, and we got a kid named BJ Jenkins from Indiana as well. We really like him. He'll be a 2-year starter for us. Probably one of the better point guards I've ever had, I think. Really shoots the ball and attacks the basket. This team, we've got a bunch of guys. We got point guards that can play, guys that can shoot the ball. We got athletes, and we got some post players with size. So we feel really good about this team. Any questions? Thanks.
Thank you. Out West, Dodge City, Kyle Campbell.
This year, we just brought one guy back. Delvon Rancher is the only returning letterman. conference this year, like always, in the East or the West, it's top to bottom. It's very good. Win your games at home. Try to sneak a couple out on the road. But it's just a battle every night in this conference. Strengths of our team this year, depth in the front court is going to be big for us. Last year, we really just played with two forwards and just had to ride those guys every game and struggled down the stretch with those guys. Just tired, wearing down, and we feel like we've got four forwards that can play this year. Our weakness, we've got 15 new guys. We've got 13 freshmen, two transfers, and one returner. So we are young, just how quickly we can put all those guys together and to buy into their roles. And again, with what will make or break our team this year is just our guys understanding their roles of how they're going to buy in and where they're going to fit in on our teams with all of our young guys. Our top players, we've got a couple guys that I think that we'll count on heavily. Delvon Rencher, averaged 12-6 for us last year. He's not a flashy guy, he's able to get things done. Good kid, good player. Brought in a transfer, Jelani Carpenter, 6'7 kid. Big, strong, rebounds it out of his area. We're looking for him to just bring some toughness inside. And then Eric Eves, kind of a combo guard from South Carolina. We recruited him for 2 years. He went to a prep school. We finally got him back this year. Looking for good things for him, man. He's kind of got like an old man's game. He's just not flashy. He just gets stuff done. Not super athletic, but shoots it pretty well. Other than that, we've got some other young freshmen that we're looking forward to step up. But it's, like I said, it's going to be a work in progress with some of those guys. But hopefully, as the season wears on, those guys will, buy into our system and be pretty good down the stretch. Any questions? Thank you.
Welcome to the group. I guess at least on this side, KCK, Kelly Newton.
Thanks for the welcome. Good morning. Wow, KCK. Dream job. Very excited about being there. First of all, I want to introduce our assistant, Mr. Eric Nietzsche. He's doing a great job for us, did a great job during the summer before I got there. Very happy that he decided to stay. Our team this year, as you can see, got three sophomores. I won't answer any questions. We only got two sophomores. We got somebody left. I'll let y'all figure that out later. But we're really excited about our guard play this year. We absolutely have zero post, no post whatsoever. So you want to rebound, go ahead and attack us inside. Our plan of attack this year is to just run and gun. We're going to try to shoot more shots than you. So that's kind of our goal. That's what we're practicing. We got a lot of guards, as you can see. We've got 11 freshmen. They're all, raw. That's kind of a strength and a weakness. So we're just looking for an exciting brand of basketball, bring some excitement back, put up a lot of points, and try to outscore you. But our sophomores that's returning, I'm really excited about. Antonio Wynn, really tough kind of combo guard. And then we also have CJ Vallejo. Kind of set out, played first semester, set out last semester. He done a great job in the classroom. We're excited to get him back. He's about 6'4", can really shoot the ball. Really excited about that. So not a whole lot to talk about right now, but really excited about the opportunity. Really excited about being on the men's side after playing in this league. Know how tough it is, and just really excited about that. So good luck to everyone. Hopefully we can do well this season. So thank you.
Like to welcome this guy back to Media Day after his absence last year at Cloud County, Chad Eschbach.
What were you, Chad? I can't remember. I think I had something to do.
Thanks a lot, Coach Bargan. Sure. I appreciate that. I like the haircut this year. It looks sharp. The West is going to be great. People I've seen so far look really, really good. Z's group this weekend in Coffeyville I thought looked really, really good, played really, really hard. And Dodge City, Kyle's got a nice group. As far as Cloud County, you know, we haven't – it's been up and down a little bit here early. I like my guys. We're down to six out-of-staters, so, you know, the rule change to eight was great, but doesn't seem to really change a whole lot for us right now. We had a really good player, Rodney Pryor, tear his ACL first day of practice. Great young man. Still hard for us to, you know, imagine going through it again because he did it last year, broke his foot, had the red shirt out last year. So we're battling through. We're trying to identify some new roles here early on. Kind of like the group as far as toughness goes. I think they come to practice every day, do a pretty good job. They're good guys to work with. You know, as far as best players and things, we returned one guy that averaged more than 1 point a game, Marvin Smith from Memphis, Tennessee. He's been great. But I do believe we returned some guys that didn't play very much for us last year, especially some Kansas kids that can help us some this year. Key new guys, picked up a kid named Lionel Gomez, transfer from Siena, kind of a 6'9", big-bodied kid that is pretty physical. We had a kid sitting out last night named Hassan Jop from Dakar, Senegal, originally graduated from high school in Japan. Don't even ask me how that happens. But he's got a talented young man. We'll see what he can figure out. You know, our guard play will be all fresh faces. We had a pretty good point guard last year, a kid named Marcus Filial that kind of got picked up late in the summer. I feel pretty blessed that we were able to kind of maybe find a couple guards that can come in and try to step into that role that he departed. But, you know, I think one of the things maybe that gets overlooked in this league, you know, is how well it's coached. I think the guys in this league do a great job. I enjoy watching their teams play when we're not playing them. It's a really well-coached league, really good guys. And from that standpoint, I think as good as any in the United States, not that I know a lot. Keys to our success, I think there's always one key to our success. It's how do we handle adversity, you know, because it's going to come. Everybody's going to have it. I'm going to have it. You're going to have it. Who handles it the best, whether it be injury, whether it be academics, whether it just be losing three in a row and feeling like you're never going to win another one. You know, how do we handle that adversity? Can we get through it, and can we fight the good fight? Because this is a marathon and not a sprint. But any questions? Hopefully not. I'll try to make it regularly from this point forward.
Ash, I need my sheet back.
Trade me.
Another new face to the men's side at Independence, Tony Turner.
Well, first of all, I'd like to introduce my assistants, Ben Rovenstein and Grant McMillan. If you ever need anything from them, tape, whatever, call them guys. You know, I'm a pretty busy guy. If you want to talk to me, call me about a golf swing or something like that. I'll probably be on the golf course somewhere, you know. But those guys are great for me. They've been good. I mean, and just helping us take care of business. As far as, you know, I'm excited about getting an opportunity to get on the other side. It's been tough. It's been tough for me, my players. Just got a bunch of new faces. Have one returner, Brandon Rorick, and all the rest. We have a few transfers. Chris Akinabe, Jimmy DePlesis, a couple other guys. Sidney Owens, you know, it's new. It's new for me. It's new for them. The Jayhawk is a very tough conference, you know. I just don't think they understand it yet. The key to our success is getting us to play a little harder. You know, the physical side of it on the inside. You know, our guards. I really like our guards. You know, we just got to break some of their bad habits of dribbling a lot. And so once we get all that stuff fixed, and you know, we should be much better. You know, Coffeyville is, you know, the head zone favorite right now as far as, I mean, it's a success they've had in the last, 20 years, it seems like, you know. But, you know, adding Butler, you know, it's a lot of great coaches in this league here. And, you know, like, again, it's going to be an adjustment each and every night of coming out and getting your team ready to play. Where am I at? Oh, as far as the overall success, you know, we'll have to come out again and play hard. stick together again, handle adversity. And again, I like to quote that it's you know, it's a marathon. You know, we got a little time to get people ready to go, get myself ready to go as adjusting to this league. But I'm looking forward to it, to just being in this league and hanging out with you guys and just learning from all the great coaches here and trying to be successful. So you have any questions? No? All right. Thanks.
From Fort Scott, Michael Cook.
All right, first off, we had four returning lettermen. We have three that started for us last year. We'll talk about them later on. But the conference race, I think it's going to be close. Obviously, it's four teams, so we're going to get after each other and see what happens at the end. Overall prospects for us, we're more athletic than we usually are, than we usually have been. We're quicker. We're going to try to get up and down and impress a little bit more this year. Strengths of our team, we have several guys that are interchangeable for us, can play more than one or two or three positions for us. The weaknesses, I think, will be consistent outside shooting. Last year, we had two guys that shot it pretty well for us with Austin Danner and James Fleming. With them graduating, we need to make sure that we can shoot the ball well consistently and find an outside shooter for the season. The weaknesses will be being more consistent in our style of play and buying into the system without fouling, pressing a little bit more. And making sure we can play the team defense the way we're trying to do the whole year. Players for us, we have Kevin House back, starting point guard for us. Averaged 7 points a game, 5 assists. Quick, gets up and down the court for us, starting to shoot more consistently outside from the three also. He shot 40% last year, but only shot about 34 three-pointers on the year. We have Prince Samuels back, averaged 10 points for us, 5 rebounds. Slasher, gets up and down the court, is improving is that perimeter game also. Banged up a little bit, hurt his ankle 2 weeks ago, trying to nurse that back. CJ Hall is kind of a role player for us, does a little bit of everything. 4 points, 4 rebounds, got up and down on the shot last year, being a little bit more consistent right now. But for us, it's making sure that we do the little things on defensive end and block out and get out and run. So last year we were 14 and 18. Hope to improve on that and push Johnson to Highland for the Division II title. Questions?
For your comedic enjoyment, we'll go with Barton County and Craig Fletchall.
I'd like to welcome the new coaches. We've got four of us bald black coaches now, which is good. So welcome. Kelly Newton, where are you at? You've got a deep old voice, man. You sound like Barry White. I think I'm going to take you up in the room here pretty soon. For the media, Danny, right?
Yes.
Thank you for coming. You definitely enhance this room. Nothing against Tony Jimenez, but you're probably the best hire Cato UCH has had for a long time. Tony Jimenez, who else is here? Tony, make sure and subscribe. Is it still $100? Mix in a pair of socks with that money you get, all right? You're looking a little thin back there. Brad, how are you? Good to see you. Who else is here from the media? Butler County? Where'd my guy go? Where's he at? He's good. He's big shoes to follow. And he asked a lot of questions, and we're almost halfway through, and you haven't asked a damn question yet, so. Pick up the pace. I'd like to introduce my assistant coach, Matt Hundley. This is his fourth year. He's really, really good, and hopefully we won't lose him after this year, but he's got some big-time offers, and we appreciate his love and his wife's love for Great Bend. Our biggest loss would be Brian Urlacher to retirement. We're Lance Briggs has picked it up a little bit. We're still 4-2. We're in first place in the NFC North. Herc, you're still winning money on the Bears, right? All right, keep it rolling. We haven't played the Packers yet, but that's probably our biggest loss. Algie Key, that hurt a little bit too, losing him. I did realize, and a couple of you mentioned about freshman guards, how tough it is to recover after having three sophomore guards that played 70 games for us. So we actually, we're throwing the ball around a lot too, John Rainey. and it's going to be a challenge. Raheem Johnson is our highest profile returner, 6'9", 240, averaged 10-8 last year. He actually committed to the University of Buffalo yesterday, Bobby Hurley. I think it's a good fit. They spent a lot of time on him. I know how big is a recruited, but I don't have to deal with a lot of phone calls now, and I can spend more time at the horse track. Trey Unrau, I highlighted him. He's from Mound Ridge. We actually – I kind of sympathize with Chad a little bit, as we're at six out-of-staters as well, so the rule change hasn't really done much for us. I think it's created a little more parity in football. I don't think basketball it's going to change much. You know, I think Seward and Coffeyville and Hutch, you know, by far are still ahead of the class. Seward now with the rule change on the hand check, that might be a little more difficult for Z. But I think everybody else, it's pretty tough to catch those three. I think on our side, I know Chad's really good. We saw some of his kids at Mullins. I would put them definitely ahead of us. I think my prediction, and no offense to the other West coaches, but I think Seward and Hutch are going to go 13-1. And they're going to split. I think the other six are going to go 5-9. And they're going to have a tiebreaker. Russ, you're going to be involved with that. Okay? And you know how that tiebreaker works. They go head-to-head, and then they go who Hutch wants to play in their half of the bracket. So that's how it's going to work. All right? And if that fails, the six of us are going to line up and play Independence's football team. So make sure... That's part of the tie breaking.
Hey, I'm happy my team's not in the bowl this year.
You
guys had that bowl game last year.
Absolutely. So, and other than that, like I mentioned, Trey Unrau, we start two guys from the Heart of America League in Kansas. So, two of our starters from the HOA. Brad, you know the HOA, Sedgwick, Trinity, Solomon. We start two from that powerful league. So, again, you can change all the rules you want. We're still going to go back to our roots and produce great Kansas talent. But it is for you new coaches, it's a great league. We have a lot of fun. And obviously rule changes aside, it's really tough to catch the top tier teams, but it's always a fight. And, you know, one thing I learned today that I'm going to take back to my team is it's a marathon, not a sprint. All right, thank you.
Next up, Callie and Tommy DeSong.
I think it's every year I get a fall of Fletch, so that's a good deal. I think maybe more important than anything this year is the changes for us as far as the new schedule and kind of the new format with conference play. That's a big change because there's in the East with only 12 conference games. I think the East is really good. And Coffeyville, first of all, congrats to Coach Eck and Coach Herkelman last year on making the national tournament. But I think that's a big deal, you know. And it's since I've been in it, we've had where we went. You had conference games first semester, and then you had right after the first of the year, and now it's a little later. I think it's January 16th or somewhere in there. That's a change where you got maybe a little more time to get your guys prepared, and maybe what your team is when you come back from Christmas is a pretty big deal. And so we've done a lot of changing this year on maybe my approach to things and how we approach different things. One of the best things we've done, we practice every morning, 8 to 10:30 in the morning, and it's unbelievable. I mean, we got it worked out where our classes are scheduled afternoon and evening, and it's been the kids have loved it, and I know I've enjoyed it for sure. As far as players, we're completely new. I have two returning players, Gabe Lynch and Adrian Goodlow. They didn't play a lot. I think Rama, 98-99% of the scoring is gone when you had a whole bunch of sophomores. But Adrian Goodlow and Gabe are two solid kids that have come back. They both started on Saturday. Adrian's from Kansas City, and he's gotten a lot better. He's had a great summer and great fall, and he can just a good score. And Gabe's one of those, the kid out of Wichita, that just gets a lot done without ever having to score points, and he doesn't mind doing that. And he's a really tough and smart kid. Everybody else is new. There's a few transfers. trying to get them to learn what it's all about is the hardest part probably, but it's also fun. Naquavius King out of Atlanta and Earl Bryant are probably the top two freshman guards. They're extremely talented and really a pleasure. You know, some years you have those talented guards and they're not a pleasure to be around, but these two are really quality kids and they can score. And I think that's down the stretch, that's going to be a big deal. And there's a lot of other freshmen that are very talented, and I think we're very versatile. I think kind of a big deal for us is how our forwards develop. I've got a bunch of them, but none of them are very good right now. The big surprise, I don't think it's been that big of a surprise, but the kid that's really played well for us is a kid out of Sterling, Kansas, Austin Maxwell, big, strong farm kid, tough, does it every day, doesn't change. You know, we kind of had our plus-minus on the weekend. The two best plus-minus kids were Gabe Lynch and Austin Maxwell because they just do the same things every day and they didn't get nervous or any of that stuff. So I think we got a chance to be really good when it matters, but I think the league is going to be – the East especially is going to be a lot tougher. I know Jeremy's much better at Neosho, and I think it's – I mean, you could have a situation where 6-6 is pretty good with 12 games only in the conference. But I like our group, and I think we'll keep getting better, and that's the main thing. Any questions? All right, thank you.
Johnson County, Mike Jeffers.
Good morning. Again, congratulations, coaches that got their teams in the national tournament last year. Our team, we're kind of dovetailing on the Kansas City mantra this year, and that, boy, what a difference a year makes. You know, we finished last year at the end of the year with 8 players, you know, 5 scholarship guys, 3 walk-ons. Injuries just, I mean, kid could get hurt and losing, boy, we had it. And really excited about our group. We got 14 guys that are just really working as hard as they can, doing everything we've asked them to do. We've got 2 guys back from last year and only 1 returning starter, and that's Patrick Jones, 6'1 guard out of Rockhurst High School. By far has been our, you know, probably our best player right now through preseason, things he did in the summer. He's one of the few kids I've seen over the course of probably the last 35 years of my coaching career that really has gotten in the weight room and has made himself a better athlete. I think to a certain point, athleticism is God-given. This kid is really – Coach Ryan Morley, my assistant, has really worked this kid to the end, and he's really a lot more athletic. He's gone from being, you know, kind of a thick leg, can't run, can't jump, just a shooter, and he's really transformed his body and has transformed his game. We're going to rely a lot on Patrick early in the year to score points for us, to get us where we need to be. The conference race – Jerry, I'm up here first. I was reading your stuff, so I'm going to steal your thunder. It's a 4-team race. It's the first time that we've been – we got 4 teams in our conference now in the East D2. It's a 4-team race. It's so new, and I like with Tommy. You know, I agree. It's so new. We're not going to Coffeyville, home and home. We're not going to Cali. We don't have Neosho home and home. We just – you know, Indy. There's a lot of changes that, especially in the East, that our schools have got to go through. Our schedule really hasn't changed. We picked up Butler home and home. We still got a game with Hutch. We've got to go to Iowa Western. We've got State Fair home and home. So as far as our strength of schedule, it still stayed about the same. Even though we lost some very, very, over the years, tough teams to play against. What are our strengths of our team? I think we've got better athleticism. We're not very big. We're going to try to play really fast. So you're talking about guards and as inexperienced as we are right now. Yeah, we've got a lot of turnovers. We'll have better guard play, much better guard play than what we had last year. So hopefully that will lead into us being able to play a little faster. We're like everybody else. If nothing changes, nothing changes. We need our freshmen, our new people to really step in and produce and contribute immediately. And I like how hard they work every day. For the most part, they come to practice. We've had two scrimmages over in Warrensburg last Sunday. I liked what they did there. They're working hard. They're playing hard. You know, like I said, Patrick Jones is our leading our leader right now as far as just the way he gets on the court and plays, the most experienced player we've got. As far as other players that have shown significant contributions so far or have, you know, through their work ethic or their production in our scrimmage games have shown that they're probably in our top four or five guys would be Preston Oaks. He's a transfer from Central Missouri. Gives us a lot of leadership. He's one of those players that doesn't do one thing really great, but does a lot of things well. His leadership, he's almost like a freshman. Even though he's a sophomore eligibility-wise, he didn't see the floor a whole lot at Central Missouri, so he's just like having, you know, another freshman in your group. Point guard play right now has been pretty good, led by freshman Marquand Cheney out of Raytown South. He's a Muggsy Bogues type player, so, you know, he really can push it up and down the floor, makes good decisions, is shooting the ball a lot better than he did the time he got to play in high school. And then, Tommy, I guess this is a new, you know, as you cycle through our society, names are popular. I've got a Quavius, too, except mine is Biquavius and not, what is it, Naquavius? You know, so that's got to be a Georgia name. So I got to do some research to find out where that name's popped up from. And he's a long, athletic, 6'4", 6'5", wing that has done some really good things in practice and in our early scrimmages. So excited about this year. Really interested to see how it all plays out with the new alignment and basically new schedule for a lot of people. I know schedule going out and trying to find a lot of games was a little interesting this year. And we didn't wind up picking up a lot of JVs or anything like that, so we just replaced it with other junior colleges. And, you know, we like where our schedule is. We're going to find out, you know. And I like not having conference games first semester and come right back and you're in conference play and you've got a week or two to get back and kind of figure out what team came back from Christmas. Because sometimes you finish at Christmas with a certain team and then you come back and some guys have really kind of figured it out. Some guys still aren't figuring it out. And it gives you a week or two to get back in January and really kind of figure out where you are. Any questions? Have a good year, guys.
Last year's winner of the West, Seward County, Brian Zollinger.
I would like to start off by congratulating Steve on their run last year in the postseason. I thought they played. It would have been really hard for anyone to beat them as well as they were playing at the end of the year. It's interesting that Coach Fletchall thinks the hand-checking rule is going to affect us so much since they beat us up in the semifinals of the region tournament last year. So they out-physicaled us in that game, and that's why they won. So. I don't know how much it'll affect us ultimately. Definitely in the scrimmages, you can tell that it's been an emphasis on officiating to call that stuff, so it's going to be interesting how it plays out. Usually by the end of the year, it settles down into, you know, business as usual, but, you know, we'll see. We might have to make some adjustments. As far as our team goes, we have three returners, Brian Bridgeforth, Malcolm Hillbay and Quentin Purtue. All three of those guys have done a good job of becoming better players as sophomores, and they're going to have to really step up. I think Bridgeforth will end up being one of the more highly recruited big guys in the country by the time it's done. He's really long, athletic, and he's put on some weight and playing with a lot more confidence than he did a year ago. But he's got some big shoes to fill. We have Kevin Smith, a transfer that averaged 16 points a game as a freshman. He's a really talented player, but he's a little bit out of shape right now. When he's in shape, I think he'll be one of the better players around as a guard. And I have two freshman wing players, Naeem Stevenson and Sakeen Johnson, who, when it's all said and done, I think will be two of the better players that I've coached since I started doing this. They're both really talented, really athletic players. They're coachable, and they're listening, they're working. If our team will play hard, and then I think strategy and technique can be adjusted. And right now, our guys have bought into playing hard, so. I think we'll have a chance to have another good team by the end of the year. Thanks. Yes?
It says on your top players, you don't have any over 200. Do you have any kind of stronger kids over 220 to 225, or are you looking to be a pretty small team?
We've got pretty good size. We've got Brian Bridgeforth, who's, not very – big bulk wise, but he's 6'10, 6'11. We've got another guy that's 6'10 or 6'11, Raul Mentor, who's from England, and then we've got William Benjamin, who's 6'9 and weighs about 250. So, and then the wing guys, are not real bulky, but they're athletic, strong kids. So, we've competed well inside so far. I think we'll be all right. Yep.
That brings us to us. First, want to introduce one of my assistants, Brian Miller. Brian's with us for his second year. John Craig is also still with us for his seventh. With everything that's going on, or typically had been business as usual, old rules, we're still in the West. I'd feel pretty confident about what we return. This is the most guys we've ever had back. Bring seven guys back that were with us last year, five of which played a lot, six of them played total. But with all the change, us switching sides, the new out-of-state rules, I think that's one that, we were able to get some Kansas kids that definitely helped us a lot, and depth was probably one of our greatest strengths of being able to play 10, 11 guys and the style of play that we wanted to play. Now with watching some of the teams that I have at the Jamborees, I don't think depth necessarily is a strength of ours anymore. I think that's something that everybody else has kind of caught up with because of the addition. So in saying that, I really don't know how this year's going to go. Not being in the East before, we've played some of those teams, a little familiarity with some of them. It has kind of eased it a little bit, but when you're down to a 12-game schedule, one or two games, that might be all it's done for a conference championship. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this year plays out, how these new rules and adjustments affect it. Scheduling for us was a bear, and we get seven of our first 18 games on the road, at home. We couldn't find many people that, I don't know if it was the smell in El Dorado or what it was, but nobody wanted to come play at the power plant. So I'm thankful for all of you who did agree to come back and play us at home. We were kind of like that bye team, like Prairie View A&M, or we were willing to go anywhere for anything, just as long as we could kind of fill our schedule. But I think that's going to have a big impact on it. With all the change, teams that can have a confidence and be able to start out well in the first semester and kind of continue it on through break, I think that's you've seen it year in, year out with maybe Z's group last year of playing some really difficult teams and then finding a way to improve and get better. But some of those teams that start out with a lot of confidence are difficult to stop early in January. So excited for the year. We return three guys that started for us, our two twin brothers, the Triggs. Not very big, pretty feisty, did a lot of really good things for us. Sean Goodwin also comes back. We're happy to say that he stayed injury free after many reasons of being in the hospital. So that's good. We've added some talented freshmen based on our first three or four scrimmages down in Dallas. I think we've used up pretty much all of our luck. We went 3-1. We had to have a last-second shot to win the second game. We banked in a half-court three to win the third game and then won a little bit more convincing in the fourth game. So we might be out of luck by the time we see you guys in November. But I think for the most part, we're where we need to be to get started. So any questions? Thank you. For the first place team or the preseason first place team in the East 2, Highland and Jerry Cole.
Good morning. Highland Scotties. The new goal in Highland is to try to win as many games as a football team. So hopefully we'll get to there. We got seven kids coming back. We got about 45% of our offense coming back. So reason to be optimistic. But at the same time, we went to Warrensburg a week ago and probably would have finished fifth in the conference based on how we played. We kind of headlining those returners, excuse me, Martell Collins. He comes back at 6'5 wing. Can really score it. Averaged 13 and 7 for us a year ago. He worked hard in the offseason. He's gotten better. We have a freshman that we really like. We think we got a steal. Jamal LaFond, a 6'5 wing out of Arkansas. He's a very good player. He's got a chance to be very special. I'm kind of like Mike. I thought we had pretty good depth until we went and played. So we'll see if some of those guys can get caught up. Right now, we probably wouldn't play a rotation of more, probably 6 or 7. So any questions? Thank you.
Your preseason number one in the West, Hutchinson and Kochak.
Thank you, Coach. Welcome all the new coaches in our league, in Jayhawk League. I think you'll enjoy it. I think, unlike Coach Fletcher, I think that the 8-hour state rule is really going to affect the our league. I know that schools will have some schools we out there county have 11. Some guys have 12 guys on the roster on their letter intents already. We stayed at 8. I got about 5 of those 8 that can play. So I think it's really going to balance it up a lot. I think it really will balance the league a lot. Like I said, any given night, I mean, anybody can win the West, and the East side is so much tougher too. So it's going to be an interesting year. I've got the on my team. I'm fortunate to have my leading scorer back. I also have my leading rebounder back. I got my leading free throw shooter back. We got my leading assist man back. I got my leading turnover man back. But it's only one person. And that's Kadeem Allen. So it sounds good when you say you have all your leading stat people back, but it's only one person, Kadeem. Then I have Tafari Whittingham, 6'7 kid. I think he's getting better. And then the next day, I think he's not getting better. So, but he's maturing a little bit, and hopefully he won't headbutt anybody this year. And Nathan Jackson is my most improved player. Nathan has worked really hard. His outside shot is fine now. I don't mind him shooting it now. Matter of fact, I encourage him to shoot his outside shot. We have, not on the list here, we have a 6'9 kid by the name of Coriante DeBerry, a transfer from Mott. Didn't play very much at Mott last year, but he will play for us quite a bit this year. As far as our strengths, we have more bulk inside. We have Corey, who's about 265, Coriante DeBerry, about 265, and then a freshman by the name of Andre Sands from Sunrise Academy. He's about 6'7", about 20 pounds overweight at about 260, 255. He's lost 10 pounds since school started, so hopefully he'll get to lose some more. He has some bad knees. Weaknesses, backup point guard. I had one in Derek Wood. The next one there says that we have four guards with a good length. Now we have three guards with a good length. I think Derek Wood, our shooting guard, and our backup point guard, I think he's out for the year. So that really, really hurts us a bunch. We'll find out this week on surgery, but I think he's going to get the surgery done and instead of having the knee drained every week, every 2 days or so. Like I said, health is a concern. We have two in-state kids. Freshmen there, we're going to play quite a bit. Austin Buckey from Beloit, is a good surprise. Not really a surprise, but he's a good addition. And Zach Winter from Andover Central, he's going to play quite a bit for us. I know we down there in Texas playing Indian Hills, and I put Zach in. We were tied game about 6 minutes ago, and I put Zach Winter in, and Coach Syriac about ready to yank my head off. Said, he's not ready. Go take him out, take him out. And Zach went in there and hit a three and got two steals and got a rebound, and we pulled it out. So I think Zach will be a contributor to us. As far as the conference race goes, I'm a little flattered that we were picked first, or a little flattered. But any team on that conference side, any team can win this thing. You know, Seward County's what you guys won it 3 years in a row? So I think they're still the team to beat until someone else does it. I think everyone on the west side has improved a bunch. I'm not sure we have very much, but the west side has improved. Are there any questions? All right, thank you.
Your preseason number one on the east, Coffeyville, Jay Herkelman.
Thank you, Mike. I want to introduce my assistant, Kyle Fisher. He's with me for the second year, does a great job for me. My former assistant coaches, Kyle Campbell and Ben Rovenstein, staying in the Jayhawk, doing well. Our team this year, we've got seven guys back that played for us last year. Five of those guys, I think, are going to be real important players for us. Montel James, Earl Peterson, Carl Crawford, Travis Britt, and Mike Martin. Four of those guys started pretty much every game for us last year. Mike Martin came off the bench. He's switching from being a two-guard to playing a lot of the point guard position for us. With Mike out there and Earl Peterson and Travis, it gives us three pretty good three-point threats. Montel James was our leading scorer and rebounder last year. Obviously, he's a good player. He's in a boot right now. He's got a fracture in his ankle. Happened last week down in Dallas against Indian Hills in the first play of the game against those guys. So he's going to be out probably till the middle of November or so. And so that hurts us. And Carl Crawford also is out with an injury, and he hasn't played in either one of the jamborees yet. We've played down in Dallas, and then we had our jamboree this last week. So not having those two guys that I think are going to be our two starting forwards makes the young guys have to get ready a lot sooner. And as we found out last week playing Seward and Cloud, they weren't as ready as what they thought they were. So, like I said, we went down to Dallas. I thought we played pretty good down there. Came back and played at home this last weekend and was a little disappointed in how we played. So I think we're going to be good with that number of players back and the quality of those players back. I think we will be. We've also added Spencer Gales, who a lot of us recruited out of Wichita a couple years ago. And he went to Houston Baptist and left there and transferred in. And Spencer is a good forward for us, just a blue-collar guy. He's smart. He picks things up really quick. Good rebounder. He's able to score around the basket with both hands. But he's a good, solid player. And we also added Lionel Ellison as a transfer. He was at a Division I school actually doing track. He was a high jumper in high school and decided he wanted to play basketball. And he's kind of a combo guard for us. So I think our freshman class is good. I'm really happy with the two guards we got out of Highland Park. Those guys are well coached up there, and both Stefan and Trey, the two guards from Highland Park, are really doing well. They really guard, and they're good team guys. They've got some good toughness to them. Strengths of the team, like everybody, with the eight out-of-staters now, depth is definitely better for us all. you know, I think our experience is going to pay off for us too, with the guys that I named being back. And I think if they can help the new guys come along like I think they will, you know, as the conference season gets started in the second semester, we'll be pretty good. The non-conference schedule that we play, adding more non-conference games because of the conference schedule now, like a couple other coaches have said, we went out and we challenged ourselves. We've got some good non-conference opponents. Our classics that we have, we've got Barton County coming in and Northern Oklahoma Enid. We've got State Fair in Eastern Oklahoma. We've got our Elite Eight tournament again with good teams coming from West Plains and Moberly, Hill, Texas. Also Dodge and Pratt and Cowley are playing in that. We go down to Trinity Valley and play Trinity in Paris. So we challenge our guys, and I thought, you know, we'd have a solid team coming back, so we wanted to see where we were at. And like your other coaches, I think starting the conference season middle of January is going to help everybody because, you know, everybody takes that 2 weeks off or whatever it is. You get back and you got a week to practice, and we were getting into conference games, and now we're going to be able to play two classics. We've got one up at Neosho we're playing at, and then we've got one at home before we start the conference season. So I think, like everybody else, we're going to be a lot better prepared come the conference season. Having only 12 conference games, that's going to be new. It's kind of exciting, just the changes. But like Mike said, with 12 games, if you lose a couple key ones, it could cost you a conference championship. So it'll be interesting how that all plays out with the 12. So looking forward to it. Glad basketball season's here. And look forward to seeing everybody during the season. Thank you.